Tara, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
So what's special for you about working on Brand New Day? How's it different to some of the other productions that you've been on?
Brand New Day for me is like an urban dreaming story. So I've grown up knowing these songs and this story all through my childhood. My uncles are in the band and my cousins are in the production, and also one of them is is the assistant director. So these themes and joyous moments are embedded in all of us. It's intrinsic to our being, and it's really, really fantastic that it's had this opportunity to come back around full circle 30 years later.
Yeah, that is amazing. And oh my God, what an exciting and wonderful opportunity, like as a kind of family group all on such a fabulous production. That must just add another element to it, right?
Yeah, the whole process was absolutely amazing, being able to recreate the show in Broome on country and then travel with my family over to Sydney and experienced the opening night. Was just amazing.
Oh God, I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it. So you've been a dancer with the Bangarra Dance Company for 15 years. What influences have you drawn on to inspire you in creating the movement for this show?
Originally I did think the style of Bangarra would ooze out of my body and in my muscle memory automatically. But I was surprised when we created the show, a natural Broome style infused traditional dance and contemporary dance came out of me. Like I literally had this plan thinking it would be very similar to Bangarra because I can't help moving like that as it's been the majority of my life up until this point.
Yeah.
But I was really, really pleased when we had the opportunity to work with elders from up there and also with my younger cousins. And we developed a new style, which I think is really, really, fresh and new and very much a Kimberley style.
That's awesome. And how long does it take everyone? So once you kind of get, let's say, the choreography for a four-minute piece done, how long does it take the group to kind of nail that?
Well, a lot of the people who were chosen weren't actually dancers. So they were all singers and some haven't even acted before. So it was very, very raw, and I really liked this because this is similar to how we work at Bangarra, where we get talent from in the middle of Australia or remote areas of Australia, and we use that organic raw feeling and natural movement in their body, and then you can develop that and put the icing sugar on their movement and sort of create a new version for main stage theatre shows.
Yeah, right. That must be exciting to kind of spot someone who just has that raw talent that's unteachable, right? Because you can definitely see dancers who, the way they move their body and the way they kind of combine their limbs and various movements, it's like that can't. Surely some of that can't be taught, right?
Yeah, and also with a refined dancer, it's very much a different picture to someone who's innately natural in their movement. And that's something I've really grown to love working with throughout Bangarra and now with the up-and-coming artists of Broome.
Yeah, excellent. And so what were some of the other highlights working on the production?
I would have to say the highlight for me was the day when we had the elders come in, and my cousin brother Bart Pigram helped me with that, and Naomi Pigram, where we separated the male and females and we got to work with them and create a new traditional dance. So often people think traditional dance is stagnant and we're sort of romanticised in the past, but we were able to create a traditional dance that had all the protocols and intentions, but at the same time being able to be shared with the public of non-Indigenous Australia.
Yeah, right. And I can imagine that the elders must be so excited and proud for you as well to be able to bring this to, like, the next generation.
Yes, it's really, really important that we use these outlets of artistic expression to heal ourselves. So there's a lot of intergenerational trauma and it's carried within our bodies, and especially in the younger generation who carry this sadness, and sometimes you don't know what it is, and you can feel it inside your spirit or your lian. And so I find dance is very healing and a way to get that out of you and create a new space and also share those energies and keep our culture living.
Yeah, right. And what's the response been from the audiences that you've seen so far?
Well, I went to all the lead up in the theatre to the opening night was really, really exciting. And the first two previews in the opening had a lot of burn people in the audience. So the energy flow from the stage and to the audience was just amazing because, you know, burn people get all the inside jokes.
Yeah.
A lot of non-Jewish people won't understand. And, yeah, those particular nights were just amazing. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
The original music was also made in a musical, was also made into a film in, I think it was 2009, of the same name.
Yeah.
Are there challenges working on a new rendition of a piece as opposed to a show being released for the first time?
I was involved in the making of the movie as well.
And oh, fabulous. Okay.
Yeah, and I actually remember the original from when I was 7 years old. So I feel like there were challenges in that the original director, Andrew Ross, would remember what happened previously, and he wanted to create that to keep it true to Jimmy Chai and what his intention was. But he also gave me freedom in creating a new style of Kimberley dance, and you can see that in the show. It's very different to the original theatre play and what's portrayed in the movie in terms of choreography.
Yeah, right. Okay. Oh, my God, this show, it's been like this amazing, amazing journey for you, hasn't it, from being a seven-year-old watching it to...
Yeah, it's a dream come true. Oh. I still can't believe it's over. But, yeah, I mean, it's not over for the public, but our process was just amazing. Something I would love to do again.
Yeah, and an interesting point you make there, because I guess for you now, as the production is being put on, do you still have are you there kind of after each show going, okay, that piece was really great, or this, we're a little slow on this one? Do you still have input throughout the show now?
I did the two previews and up until opening. Now I've handed it over to the dancers and also Seth, who's the dance captain. Yes, because I'm working full-time with Bangara now, so I've been able to attend. But it's great that we'll be in Perth at the same time at the Perth Festival, so I'm going to go in and, check it out. But I really, feel like they've got a handle on it, and it'll naturally grow and flourish, and all of them are just like blooming flowers. It's amazing to watch from the day we started to where they are now.
Yeah.
You know, some of these kids have never even been on stage. They're straight out of high school. And to see them shine and represent our stories and our culture in the way they are, there's nothing like it.
Yeah, you must feel very proud. You must.
Yeah.
So awesome. So the show, it's in Sydney at the moment, but it's heading off to Perth. It's also doing Melbourne, Brisbane and Adelaide, is that correct?
Yeah.
Excellent. Oh, Tara, look, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And hey, a huge congratulations on it. It sounds really fantastic, and it sounds like it's been a fabulous, also professional and personal achievement for you. So, brand new
day. Thank you so much.
Yeah, have a great day, Tara. Thank you.
Thank you. You too.